the historical precedence of the Moorish Christian festival of Ontinyent. A special Moors and Christian celebration from the 12th to the 15th of February, 1860. At the end of 1859, the town of Ontinyent looked for protection against the dreadful drought that the area was suffering by intoning the statue of the Christ of Agony, who was worshipped at the chapel of Santa Ana. On Christmas Day, the crucifix of the Moronet, as it is popularly known, was taken from Santa Ana to the parish church of San Carlos in a solemn procession ad petendam pluviam, literally praying for the rain, in the hope of much needed rains to irrigate the surrounding countryside. According to contemporary reports, on the evening of the 3rd of February 1860, their prayers were answered by a heavy snowfall, which continued for an entire day, covering the area with more than 70 centimeters of snow. At about the same time, the African War ended with the fall of Tetuan, and on the 6th of February, the Spanish flag flew above the citadel. On the 8th of February, as the snows melted, the news of the fall of Tetuan reached Ontinyent to scenes of jubilation by the town's people. The mayor, Don José Mayans y Enríquez de Navarra, read out the news to the sound of salvos of rockets, and the bells rang out all over town. As was the custom in those days, in order to celebrate important news concerning the royal family or other political or social events, the council unanimously agreed to organize a special fiesta between the 12th and 15th of February to celebrate the momentous events that the town was witness to, namely, the end of the drought that had decimated the surrounding countryside and the resurgence of the old glory of Spanish military conquests. Parades and religious events were organized and battles were reenacted, a forerunner to the modern day embassies. The mock castle, built of wood and fabric, was a replica of the citadel in Tetuan. Gunpowder was used in abundance, as flintlocks and blunderbusses were fired off during the procession to bury Mohammed. In fact, these specially arranged one-off fiestas proved so popular that the council, as well as the town's social club and the parish of San Carlos, thought it a good idea to celebrate a Moors and Christians fiesta annually in honour of the patron saint, the Agony of Christ, on the 5th, 6th, and 7th of August, 1860.